Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1704 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver." If we apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Eleanor Roosevelt, and it is, "A good leader inspires people to have confidence in the leader. A great leader inspires people to have confidence in themselves." So today's snippet of wisdom is, a great leader. A bad leader will discourage followers and not be effective in their leadership. A good leader will inspire and help followers to be more confident as long as they continue to lead. A great leader will not only inspire followers to have confidence, but will also infuse in those same followers with solid self-confidence. A great leader not only knows the way, but will also show the way. A great leader will then instill within the followers the ability to be leaders themselves. In word and action, a great leader is a person who does not have to demand respect. They are the type of people who attract followers like a magnet to steel. Their lives exude integrity and trust. Another trait of a great leader is authenticity, which absolutely is a key for inspirational leaders, as this is the foundation of respect. Great leaders are passionate, knowledge, engaging, personable, self-aware, and resilient. Choose today to live and lead well. The following scripture passage describes what character traits a church leader should have, but the concepts apply to leadership in all areas of life. And this is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. This is a trustworthy saying. If someone aspires to be a church leader, he desires an honorable position. So a church leader must be a man whose life is above reproach. He must be faithful to his wife. He must exercise self-control, live wisely, and have a good reputation. He must enjoy having guests in his home and must be able to teach. He must not be a heavy drinker or be violent. He must be gentle, not quarrelsome, and not love money. He must manage his own family well, having children who respect and obey him. For if a man cannot manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church? And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,703 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.